We're about to light up season 3 of Drifter's Sympathy on Feral Audio. Episode 1 is called Dawn of Individuation, which rolls the clock back to right when you decide who you want to be and the kinds of early decisions that, for better or worse, completely mold the rest of the shape of your life. And episode 2 is going to be called Loner Legends, sort of an attempt to define who the underdog really is and their role in history and culture and art. Season 3 drops on October 23rd. This is Emil Amos. Check out Drifter Sympathy on feralaudio.com.
Hello, welcome to Twisting the Wind. This is a new episode. This is how the starting is going to start right now. Just like every other one. You've been here before, probably?
I guess you have. Oh my God, it's a new day. Now that I've got my pharmaceutical drug of choice. Thank God for Placenta and Pimento and Chatty.
This is a new day. A new day and a new world. The revolution. The masterpiece. The dancers. The cab.
The gaff.
The joke. This is it. This is where you stand up to where you stood down before. This is the catalog of special interests. This is the new Nike running shoe that you too can be an ethnic person and but also be like Western and stuff, okay? You too can be a beautiful white girl with perfect eye makeup who runs with a multicolored pants set up. You too can be a person who wears white, black, and red, and it looks really good even though you don't care about the Bulls, okay?
I'm trying to just get it so it's perfect. Yeah, this is the hardest part of the podcast, is finding
my voice inside this voice is hard. It's just in my seat, because we're getting pretty close there, but now it's getting just...
The problem is this is just all dirt. It's all really dirty.
And there we go. Now we're getting right about it.
Well, see, just what happens is it drops down into that without even trying.
Without even trying.
I can harmonize with me. I can be free to be the man I want you to think that I am.
Hey, welcome to Twisting the Wind. This is Johnny Pemberton. I'm wearing a shirt right now on top of another shirt. The shirt I'm wearing on top of the other shirt is a button-up cotton Oxford shirt. It has buttons on the collars to keep the collar down. It's called the collar stay button. I have the sleeves rolled up because I like that. Because if I don't roll up the sleeves, I'd have to button the cuffs on the shirt. I don't want to do that because I've seen pictures of myself wearing this particular shirt with the cuffs unrolled and unbuttoned. It looks kind of like maybe the shirt's too big and it's kind of flopping around. But typically, most shirts are cut in a way where like, yeah, I like that. I like that look. But you know, I'm getting older now. Maybe I don't like that look so much anymore. Maybe I want to look intentional. I want to look You know what? I thought today maybe I'm too old for any type of a graphic tee. And I mean graphic tee, I mean like a t-shirt that has any type of thing on it that's... It's anything. It's unless it's something where I really want that thing on the shirt, which would be something that you should be doing anyways, right? I have a shirt on right now. It's got sort of a wavy illustrated skull on it. It's really nice. I like it a lot. But am I too old to be projecting that? It's just a piece of art. That's all it is. It's art on me. You know, I don't think I am, actually. I just thought about it. You know, it's okay to have a thought about that. So I wanted to introduce you with that little notion here on Twisting the Wind with the Feral Audio Network. Currently, I'm Johnny Pemberton, and I'm speaking to you live from the recording right now. I'm not live, but this is live. This hasn't been edited or filtered or, I mean, I guess it is filtered, right? What isn't filtered? This goes back to the same argument I always have with, I don't know what they call it. There's a name for it. There's a name for it in nature. When they talk about when you view something, you cannot, it's impossible to look at something unobjectively. It's impossible to look at something truly objectively because once you view it, you are changing it by the nature of the fact that you are viewing it. So there's no way to be a second you touch a camera, you're no longer objective. Such is life. That's okay. All we can do is strive for that. Or maybe we shouldn't strive for objectivity. We should strive for subjectivity and things that are from a good place subjectively. I'm being subjective. Yeah, I'm being objective, but I'm taking what I've observed and you're subjecting it to my filter of personal thought, morals, feelings, ideas, and the things that have passed through my brain and created grooves like a fucking bug in a expired hoarder jar of flour. You ever seen that show, Hoarders? That's a great show. It's also incredibly sad. Just those people, oof, so sad. It's just the saddest thing ever. Because I saw this one episode of it. This was a while ago, but it's left an impression on me for the length of time in which I've thought about this thing I'm about to convey. And this was a while ago. This woman saves a lot of food, and she had this, like a jar of, she has like all kinds of stuff, right? But she judges if it's good still by whether or not it has, she can see the tracks that bugs have left inside of the food, like you can see, like the little, they've been burrowing because they've been eating the flour or something like that, and that's just I think maybe it's something to the effect where she's like, okay, this one doesn't have tracks, so it's okay. It's like this. It's sad because it's like some of those people are actually pretty smart, right? But it's this weird. How do you deal with this terrible thing that's happened to you? Because those people have all had something terrible happen to them. And it's always the case, right? It's always the case of murderers too. They're always people who are severely damaged by something or anything like that. It's always someone, you're always damaged. I mean, I guess we're all kind of damaged, right? As how you deal with your damages. I was reading this script that's about Ted Bundy. And Ted Bundy is a serial killer, he's a serial killer. I was going to say mass murderer, but he's not a mass murderer. Does mass murder, you have to have killed multiple people at once to be a mass murderer? In my mind, that's the definition, who knows. But he was a serial killer, if you didn't know who Ted Bundy was. Very charismatic guy. Truly charismatic, but also, what struck me about reading this is that it's kind of scary to read because you feel empathy for this guy and the way this has been written. Because, you know, he's a person and he's dealing with these things that are, obviously they're brought on by his own actions, but still he's dealing with them. That's interesting because it got me thinking that if Ted Bundy had just gone into acting instead of being a murderer, or maybe not just acting, maybe something else that is sort of consuming in the sense of who you are, not necessarily what you do, but doing something like that. You know, there's a lot of people who, you wonder how many people would be terrible people if they didn't find the thing that they love to do. That's why you have to do that thing you want to do. Otherwise, you're just going to be a terrible person. I think it's all the terrible people out there, right? They're not really terrible. They're just lacking in the conviction, they're lacking in the, they don't have the balls. I hate saying that word balls. Why don't we say that? Balls. Ugh. Man, he didn't have. He's got a lot of balls. Good on that sledding hill. He got a lot of balls, man. Yeah. Ooh, balls. Oh, my balls are so big I can use them as a tool. That popped in my head. That shit from South Park where, what's one of the kids' dads is bouncing on his own testicles. They're so large. I don't know what that was, but that show. It's got a lot of funny takeaways, honey. It's got a lot of funny takeaways, sweetheart. What am I saying? I don't know. All I'm saying is that it's great when people do the things that they want to do. There's this great quote that Jim Carrey said, his dad said, or maybe he said, I don't fucking know. Either way, it's from his camp of people, his brain, his trust. So Jim Carrey's dad was an actor. Or wanted to be an actor, but he didn't. He pursued something else, like an accountant or something like that. And it's something to the effect of, the only thing worse than failing, this is just great, isn't it? Like something this is like the essence of, why, rehearsal and people like Mark Twain and Oscar Wilde are great, because they say things in a way that is pithy and condensed and that's the nature of it's so ironic that I'm like struggling to describe something that's the thing I'm just struggling to describe is the thing I'm struggling to describe. So Jim Carrey's dad failed at his career, which is, let's just say he was an accountant, but he failed at that. He was not wealthy and he didn't work out. And I think it's either him or Jim or some conglomeration thereof said that you could fail. Only thing worse than failing at your dreams is failing at something you didn't want to even do. So just do what you want, right? You gotta do what you want, right? Because otherwise you might fail at doing what you don't even want to be doing. Oof, and that's terrible. That's what makes you in a fucking, that's what breeds the black bile of the soul. That's probably what, I don't know that much about Ted Bundy, but I'm sure he wanted to do something else. But actually, he was probably just a fucking deeply broken individual, some sort of a terrible misfire of wiring from the cosmos, some sort of weird intergalactic lightning bolt shot across the sky and the day he was born and just went fucking, just fused these two wires together and they just functioned alongside each other for, wow, who knows? Who knows? I don't know. But that's what you want to think, right? Don't you? We want to think that, right? Because you want to distance yourself from something that's terrible. Because if you don't, then it's like, wow, what's the difference between anyone and anyone? I guess it's just actions, right? It's actions, man. It's actions. I'm just chewing the fat. I'm just shooting it out there, just blasting it. This is Twisting the Wind. This is how it kind of goes, basically. I always think about that. I wonder what someone was like, if they're like, this is podcast is recommended to you by a friend and you're just testing it right now for the first time. Hi, how's it going? How are you doing? What did you expect when you came here? I mean, that's the problem, right? It's not always the problem with everything, is we have so many expectations with things. How do we expect it to be? They're just the worst. Expectations are just expectations are the devil's ruler. It's the devil's ruler. Then you look down, you thought you had a ruler in your hand, you're going to measure what you expected to be the size of the fruit you grew. Turns out it was a snake. You thought you were going to measure out, oh, my bounty, oh, my goodness, I did so good. I did so good by Lord and so good by Melissa and Jonathan and Gerald and Cammy and Tiffany and sweetheart Buddy Joe and Grandma Rimpy and all the Stakel household. I did so good by them. I grew hard. I fertilized my fields. I tilled. I toiled. I filled up those buckets, emptied them, and curved them around. I didn't use no other labors. All I use is my strong back, a piece of wood, cords and buckets, hauling water, hauling dirt, hauling rocks, hauling all sorts of foul manures of sorts to burn it out and stoke the roots of my field. I did it. I toiled and I didn't have any help even from God himself. God smoked a tope pope upon me saying, how dare you try to grow a tree to touch my sky, God? I did it. I worked my God dog hardest. to produce a durian fruit with no spikes and a smell unlike a sock, but more like a custard with a vanilla anointment. Oh, how I toiled, how I worked, how I griped, how I groped, how I thunderstruck, buckled brown and bent and broke. How I did. Oh, so I can make a fruit to the Lord to measure against, cause he has nothing to compare me to. And what did I do with my expectations? Watch out, chow, chow, chow. Watch out. My expectations. What were they? I thought, oh, look at me, so proud, so smart, so strong in the face of this Lord, that I can make a durian fruit, spikeless, delicious, long, and big as any in the whole world. And then, with my expectations in my hand and in my head and out without a heart, I bent down with my devil's ruler of expectations to measure that spikeless durian fruit that did not smell like sock or sunder. And what did I find in my hand but a snake, a serpent, a wicked creature with gnashing fangs set to bite me and tear me down to the underworld of burning fire, flames, brimstone, and all hell matter and gnashing hot plates of dishes. Oh, how did I smoke in my boots as I stood there, expectations in mind and heart, with a snake, a serpent in my hand, the serpent of expectations. And I said to him and to them and all that came before, cast out ye with expectations and reform yourself into the lie of the Lord, understanding nothing but what you have in your hand, and be grateful for it. For expectations is the lime in the milk carton that does curdle thine fine creation from the nipple of a sweet Dutch banded cow.
Time, I swear to God. I'm working on breath control, but I think I can only do it in the moment when I'm screaming out, calling the devil away by breathing in slow with a sound that sounds like baby birds screeching on a hot tub rooftop. Ooh, it's an old gazebo filled with a hot tub. I'd like to know you this. When you come back down from a cattle kiss, filled up with a Romanatula, broke down from years of wagon wheeling throughout houseboats and devil's ditches, and the devil's Winchester sprayed on you like a shotgun from Daddy Ditch. When you've done this, when you found your way back into the fold of the sheet that the dog bites on with a gnash and a I got nothing.
I used up my preacher, sorry. So, here's the deal. You're listening to Twisting the Wind. The podcast email is twistingthewind@gmail.com. That's all you need. Again, regarding these t-shirts, I can't be sorry enough for the problems that happened. I wish it was my fault, because if it was, I would wear that and take care of it. But it was outside of my control. So if you didn't get one and you're pissed and you're, I think we've been refunded if whatever didn't happen, you've been refunded. I swear to God. But there will be new products to acquire shortly. I promise you this. So Thank you for your patience, your kindness, and your willingness to bend with the wind, as we say. If you would be so kind, please rate and review the podcast. And if you feel like reviewing it, do it. Get out your old writing instruments and pound out a finger blast. that's not what I meant, but you know what I meant, and it doesn't matter. So use those typing skills you learned from Sister Jetta, and lay it all down the line and Delta Dream fit for a Pashmina scarf crap hole. Lay it out there and let the world know. Let that light shine, and hopefully as the lights become bundled like a fiber optic cable of pure ecstasy of sound transformation through the way we ride the rhythm of our souls into dance and drums throughout the coursing history of times in this gravity wheel we live in called Earth Planet, it will shine the light brighter and more people will band together in this sort of fiber optic tree blast like the movie Avatar, and we'll all sing from the weird ET sacral cortex. What's that part of your chest called? It's part of the whole chakra thing. They always say this is where the God pulls you up from, like when you aliens pull up. They took me. They took them. Oh, dear. Not cerebral cortex, whatever the fuck they call it. I don't know. You know it right now. I love saying stuff that I don't know, and I know people are listening. I know they're just screaming, going, it's like when you're watching TV and someone doesn't know an answer for something. You're just screaming, it's this. It's Calamina cortex. Oh, God, he doesn't fucking, he can't hear us. Oh, if it wasn't for the soundproof glass. Oh, oh, Jerry, you'll never get the answers right. So all that being said, my voice is an instrument. I use it with pride. I can do what I want with it. I can take it for a ride. I can do it high. I can do it medium. I can do it low. I can do it kind of like this. I can be like, hey, that's not right. What are you doing? Hey, man, come over here. Come on. That's cartoon voice. Okay. And there's also, hey, man, look. We didn't know you were going to find a shoe in the back of the house like that. If we'd have known, we would have gotten you some shoes. I'm sorry. There's that, too. These are all just... these are my different voiceover voices. But they're actually all the same. That's the thing. They had me come in to do the thing. They had me come in. Bring in Pemberton. Can we get... Beep. Can we get Pemberton to come in here and read for this part of this voice on this show? Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll send him in. Hey, Pemberton, you go in there and do it. Oh, really? Okay, cool. I'm coming in. Hey, guys, how's it going? Hey, Johnny, thanks for being here. We'd love you to read for this role of show. Okay, great. How do you want me to do that? Like, just do it. Just do it how you are. That's really good. Okay, so just like this? Oh, yeah, that's it. Just do it like that. Great, okay. I walked down the street one day and I saw a shoe, but it was one of three shoes. How could I tell? Because it went both sides. And so then, is that good, guys? Great, Johnny, we love it. Oh, we're going to book you. Thank you so much. There you go. That's my life. That's my life and voiceover career. Sorry for overdriving that shit and making it, making it crusty and stuff. But that's that. So that being said, be sure to tune in this October to Disney XD to watch Pickle and Peanut. It's going to be a great show. The name sounds a little silly and childish, but I got to tell you, it's some of the funniest stuff I've ever laughed at, and I didn't write it, man. I may have written a touch of it, just a touch, but not really. To lay any more claim than a touch would be an unjust amount of such, so... tune into that. If you're looking for live dates, check out the website. You know, I'm always doing concerts. I'm going to start calling them concerts. I got a fucking concert. That's what I'm going to call whenever I perform. I have a concert. I'm always doing concerts in and around the Los Angeles area. So, you know what that means. But I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the latter part of June, I believe like the 18th and 19th and 20th of June for the Blue Whale Comedy Festival. I'll be there with my good friend Josh Fadum and my good friend Brendan Walsh and Randy Lidke. They'll be there too. I think we'll be doing a live Bone Zone there. Twisting the Wind was denied. I don't know why. I guess it's just there's not enough momentum here. I don't know. But there's yet to be a live Twisting the Wind podcast. I think it might never happen unless you call your local officials and and get up enough money to bring me to where you wanted to do it, and I'll do it. But otherwise, I think it may be a thing that this is purely a recorded product, and that's just the nature of certain things, right? So not everything transcends the world. It's sometimes things are just a momentary state of consciousness that is exists for that moment, and to try to extrapolate it out further is to not to be fair to the very thing that was created in that moment. Right? Don't you wish you could take your own advice sometimes? And that would be a cool medicine. Wouldn't that be a great medicine to have? What is it like? What would it be called? Advicia. That's too obvious. But you know, a lot of those medicines are obvious. Advicia. With Advicia, 250 milligram MP allows you to take your own advice. That's literally all it does. It allows you to take your own advice. So you know when someone complains to you about something like, yeah, man, worked hard. I just can't. I sent this old lady. She's not that old. She's like 50. Her name is Jennifer. And she just has like a real coughing problem. And it's really starting to annoy me. I just don't know if I can handle it. If you told that, if that was being told to you, you'd obviously like be all super rational and cool and figure out a way to solve that person's problem because it's not your own. So you have the liberty of being cool and detached, literally detached from this problem. So you can look at it from a way that maybe that person can't. So wouldn't it be great to be able to do that within your own life? Just kind of like, because I know I've given so many people so much advice, and I know a lot of times I'm thinking about, so I'm worried, I'm blasted about some issue, and I know I've talked to someone about something similar and told them something, and I'm like, why don't I just do what I said to that person to do, right? There you go. But I don't have that medicine yet. Can someone would you please make a goddamn medicine called
Take Your Own Advice Medicine.
What's the best thing you got?
What's the best thing we got?
Yep.
A really big treadmill.
Okay. What's the price on that?
Let me check on that for you.
All right.
$4,488.
Is that got a lot of gumption attached to it, or is it an easy mover?
No, it's got a lot of gumption. A Boston Marathon treadmill. It's a free motion.
You're kidding me. It's been on the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. The treadmill has run the Boston Marathon.
That's something you don't hear every day. I like that kind of gumption. Okay, it's got a lot of gumption. It's done the Boston Marathon. Would you say it's got a Carolina dip tank attached to it, or is that something you can set up in an aftermath appointment?
Yeah, you can definitely set that up after.
Okay.
It doesn't require it.
I just heard a beep. Who did that?
You heard a beep?
I heard a beep, like someone pushed the button on the phone.
No, it wasn't on my end.
Well, wasn't on mine end.
Pretty good.
This is Kevin calling. I was curious if there's any kind of integration suspect available today.
Any what?
We're trying to reintegrate our tile setup here at the house, and we need to know if there's any chance that we can, get a deal.
I still don't understand what you're talking about.
You know, like tiles.
Who is this?
This is Kevin. It's Kevin. Kevin Tamble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And you're wanting to do it.
We're trying to figure out a way to do to donate some time to a small ensemble jazz group that needs to retile their bathroom.
I know you'd have to. I work for the county. You'd have to talk to the commissioners on that.
Okay, who should I call with the commissioners about that?
Oh, you can call Tim Burdick as a commissioner.
Okay.
Gary Henry,
okay.
And who's the other one? Scobie.
Okay, I'll give Scobie a call, ask him about it, because this is a real good small ensemble that they put together. We really want to try to get them something for a good price. So, you know, pro bono will be pro bono on my part. So,
mm-hmm.
How do I get a hold of Scobie?
you just probably look his number up in the phone book.
Okay, I'll scoby him up.
All righty.
Okay, Terry, thanks for your help, man.
You bet.
You keep on locking, right. Bring the noise, buddy.
Yep.
You got it.
See ya.
I'll talk to you on the flip side.
All right.
Okay, I'll meet you. You want to get a coffee later?
Nah. Coffee?
Get a coffee.
Yeah.
Or a beer, or a sandwich, or maybe a
beer
falafel.
Sounds better.
Yeah, beer. I could go for a coffee stout, if you know what I mean. Mix it together. Ooh. All right, Terry. Take care, man. Be well.
All right.
Kiss my... Yep. Do it. Just snap it in.
Hello. Good afternoon. How's it going?
Good. Who is this?
This is Johnny.
Okay.
I'm calling just to check in. I got a notification from Matt about just checking in to about 1 o'clock today. Is that sound about right?
For what?
Just to check in. I'm just checking in because Matt gave me your number.
Hello?
Hello?
Which Matt?
I don't know. His last name. He's just a Matt, you know? He's one of those guys who comes in and out occasionally on a routine basis, and we
you sound incredibly like Johnny Pemberton.
I don't know who it could be. Yeah, that's who it is. But Matt asked me to just drop you a line and see what's going on.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
Cool.
So what did you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm just grabbing a coffee now.
Where are you? Where is the coffee?
This place called Abstraction.
Okay, so is that they do sort of like coffee in weird shaped cups and stuff, or what?
Yeah, your chicken wraps and all that, falafels and stuff.
They do chicken wraps, huh? Is there anyone there? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I speak to the barista if they're not too busy, or someone who works there, just to ask them a quick question about the falafel? Is that okay?
I guess.
Yeah, they'll probably do me a solid on that one. It'll be cool if you could just pass me off to a worker. Someone who seems meek. Someone who doesn't seem like aggressive, but I want to see someone talk to someone who's meek. But if there's no one meek available, I will talk to someone aggressive.
Well, they're busy making the coffee, though, right now, so.
Well, maybe you could put me on speaker and hold the phone up next to them or something like that and just say, hey, this guy's got a question about something particular, about an allergen or something like that. Your choice, you know. Is anybody nearby you want to talk to that you want to, like, bridge the gap? I can go ahead and bridge the gap.
I don't know if it'd work too well.
Well... there's only one way to find out. It's just to find out.
Thank you for holding. This is Kyle speaking.
Hey, Kyle.
What's up?
Whoa. Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, Kyle.
There's a new track. It's called...
Can you hear that voice?
Barely.
Darkness.
How about this?
That's better. You sound like you're talking through a fan. Are you there?
Can you hear that? Do you hear that guitar music?
No, I just hear your voice.
Okay, I can hear it. So what's the best way to get down there? I'm talking...
Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from West End, Charleston, and I'm on a fan boat right now. I'm talking through a fan that is attached to a car.
That's what it sounded like.
I'm talking through a fan right now because that's the only way I can breathe. I have to have the air blown in my face to breathe.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Don't laugh at it. It's true. It's how I stay alive.
All right. Sorry, sir. You're coming from Charleston, you said?
Yep. Charleston, South Virginia, Carolina house. Is there a cash bar nearby that I can purchase a cash beer?
There's plenty of restaurants nearby.
Okay, what's the best one?
I'm going to say Howl at the Moon.
Howl at the Moon.
It's like a block down from us.
What kind of stuff they got there?
Nothing like outstanding, really. They have good wings. They have good wing deal night.
I love wings.
If you're looking for beer, they've got lots of that. So, and there's a beer store right across the street from us.
I just turned the fan off, so now I'm having trouble breathing, but I sound normal now. That's good. Okay, I could go for some wings. I guess I could eat anything, really. I'm going to make a shake, okay?
A milkshake?
No, it's no milk. I don't do dairy.
You have the right phone number?
I don't do dairy.
Okay.
I do like dairy. Do you like ice cream?
Oh, I love ice cream.
Why does everyone like ice cream so much?
I don't know. Probably because it's sweet.
I guess. I'm just getting tired of everyone liking ice cream. It's like, why does everyone like it so much? It's not that good.
You don't think?
No, I don't think it's that great, actually. I find
the no-name stuff.
It fills you up. It makes you feel bad about eating it. It's good, but it's not, like, the best. It makes you shit a lot.
Yeah, those wings will do that to you, too.
That's why I'm calling... Exactly. You pay the piper on those. You literally pay the pipe. The pipe being your intestines. You pay the piper on them. That's why I have to get in shape. You do exercises. You get in shape.
Yeah, the man diet. You work out as much as you can so you can...
Eat what you
make
want.
Make room calorie-wise.
I've never heard that.
Burgers.
It's called the man diet?
Yeah, you work out, that way you can eat like crap later.
Do you guys sell pull-up bars?
Thank you for calling the customer service department.
Cool.
Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. You can check the status of your order 24 hours a day at www.customerstatus.com. To speak with a customer service representative, please remain on the line.
Thank you for calling the extractor. My name is Laura. Can I have your last name and your zip code so I can access your order with us?
Yeah, Laura, I don't have a, I didn't order, I haven't ordered yet.
Well, then I can place an order for you if that's what you'd like to do.
Oh, great. Last name is Tibcorn.
Hang on one sec.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me just get... Okay, you're calling about the extractor, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I mean...
And you want... Go ahead.
I just have a couple questions first. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it just does that, right? It just takes the shells off the hard-boiled eggs?
Yes.
And it doesn't do them with any other type of egg. It doesn't do them with like a soft-boiled or like a, what do you call it when you do that thing where it's like a, I can't remember what they call it. I saw on a cooking show, they cook it in there, but they somehow... Is it just, I mean, maybe...
It's only hard-boiled eggs. Yeah, it doesn't do it on a soft-boiled egg.
Okay.
It's a pressure, kind of an air pressure system.
Mm-hmm.
You tap a small hole in the egg, and then you put it in the chamber, and then you press the chamber down, and the egg will shoot out because the pressure of the air within the bellows, the chamber, will... Squirt the egg on the shell off the egg.
Okay, that's what's happening. See, I figured it was a secret. You know what's weird? Just now you telling that, I'm here at home. I haven't cooked at all. I just smelled a hard-boiled egg. Just it's just that smell. So
yeah, it's sulfur somewhere.
It's good.
But anyway,
and bad.
That's what it does.
That's amazing. I figured that's there'll be tradecraft and it'll be a secret, but I guess not. I guess that's the best things that never are secrets, right? Because if it had to be a secret, then it wouldn't be great because it's like that idea where if you have to worry about hiding something, then maybe what you have isn't that great after all, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But we do have a good great price on it. It's $14.99, you pay the $7.95 shipping and handling on that.
Okay.
And then we give you a second one free, so you've got a $15 savings, but you do pay the $7.95 shipping and handling on the free one.
Okay.
So it comes to a total price of $30.97.
What if you didn't want the second one? What if you just wanted one?
You know, they don't sell it that way.
Oh, they just don't. You get two.
That's correct. That's
so,
the way that they sell it.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
Have you used it?
I haven't used it, but
okay.
I've seen it being used right in front of me. I didn't get when we had the product demonstration for customer service, mm-hmm. I didn't get a chance to go up there and press it down myself. But I saw lots of my coworkers pressing it down, and it did shoot the egg out.
I got to think that's got to be something where it's addictive, you know? It's, you know how you ever had chips?
Yeah.
You know when you have a chip, you have one chip, it's like, whoever had one chip?
Oh, there you go. Well, you might be just buying dozens and dozens of eggs.
I know.
Here.
I'm just going to want to be plopping them out, shooting them out that hole.
All right. Well, I'll take your name now.
I'm sorry. I'm just a couple, one or a couple more things.
Okay.
The space.
You're breaking up a little bit on
okay.
me. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to do here. I think it's because it's overcast outside. We have a sat phone here. How am I sounding now?
Okay, better.
Cool. So, is this something that is there any kind of thing that will, do you need to have like a overhead space of any kind, like as far as storage or anything, as like something where, can you store it in the, in like a cupboard, or is it going to cause mildew or something in there?
Well, once it's clean, it's plastic. It's durable plastic. So once it's clean and dry, it's not going to mildew, so you can store it in a cupboard. There's no problem with that. It's like any cookware. You know, you want to clean it well. It is dishwasher safe. You can mm-hmm. put it in the dishwasher, and then you can definitely store it in the cupboard. There's no problem with that.
What kind
treat it like you would any Tupperware you may have.
Okay.
Or any heavy plastic bowls or utensils.
What type of plastic is it?
You know, there?
I'm here. I'm doing it. I'm real.
You're really breaking up.
Oh, hold on. Let me just, how about now?
A little better.
Okay.
Try again. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Can they put, what kind of plastic is it? What's the number?
What kind? I think I heard you say, what kind of plastic is it?
Yeah, what's the number?
And if that's what you indeed said, that's a question I really don't have the answer to. I'm sure it's a composite plastic.
Can you look at it?
We do have a deluxe version available.
No way, what's that?
Which is a heavier cook's version. It's a heavier plastic.
Oh,
but as
wow.
far as the type of plastic, I don't have the composition of it.
How much is the deluxe?
It's like a Tupperware.
Yeah, but how much does it cost?
It's a heavy plastic.
What's the cost on that?
I can't hear you at all.
What's the cost?
I cannot hear you at all, sir. I'm so sorry. I think you're going to have to call back. Nope, not at all. I can't hear you at all. Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to call back because I really can't understand. I hear nothing.
Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us. For sales, press 1. For customer service, press 2. To be removed from our database, please press 3.
Great.
Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you.
Hi, I don't know who I'm leaving a message for. I just heard a message, so I'm leaving it. It's kind of hard to, you know, I'm just going to make a suggestion. You should probably say your name and what you want to do a message for. I'll call back. Okay. Bye.
Your call is very important to us. For sales, press 1.
I'll call customer service now.
What happened to the day, Brubeck? What happened to the day, there's nobody living here, it's just an old house. Got lots of mouse.
Your call. Customer service will be unavailable from 519 to 521. Please leave a message or return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Is busy and cannot take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end recording.
Hi, this is Derek Jeffries. I'm calling because I've got a very large
stool lodged in my backside where the poop comes out. It's a stool that's gone sideways. It's like a breech berth, but it's a poo. It's so wide that it's causing my anus to crack open when the poo comes out, okay? And I wanted to let you know about that, and I'll talk to you about it later. Give me a call. My phone number is 785-294-1778, okay? That's 785-294-1778. My name is Derek, and I have a big old shit about to blast out of my ass that I want to spray in your face. Okay, it's going to be a wide one. It's not going to spray. It's going to plop, 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 plop.
Yeah.
Bless their heart, can't see or whatnot.
They combos that start as low as $19.
Oh, wow. Okay. And is that with the fishing line in there?
Yeah. Well, now, most of them don't. Some of them do. I mean, we do have some little real short ones. They're called Apache combos, and they're like a little over $10.
Is that Apache like the Indian?
Yeah, it's Apache like the Indian. They're made for ice fishing. They're about 2 feet long.
Okay, I've seen those little guys. I've seen that movie Grumpy Old Man had that little
fish. Yeah, it's kind of something like that. Okay. There's a lot of choices.
You ever been ice fishing?
Actually, being a native Southern Californian, I haven't.
Okay, I never have either. I always wanted to, though. I hear that's where you get the big ones.
Yeah, it can be.
I mean, is that true, or is that just something they say to make it seem like it's worth it?
You know, I don't really know. I've never paid that much attention to ice fishing, to be honest with you. We don't have any ice here, so.
No, there's no ice. There's going to be a lot less, too.
Yeah.
It's just all gone down the drain, so to speak. I wonder if ice fishing might be a better idea for these old folks, because they can just sit there instead of having to... What's your big-time favorite fishing thing to do? Do you have like something that you just think is always a 100%
hit? I like to go saltwater fishing.
Oh, okay. You go
know,
out in the ocean.
Fishing out on the ocean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are you going for out there? You going for those grouper?
Well, out here we're going for tuna, yellowtail. We have a species called, you know, calico bass and white sea bass. There's a whole bunch of different species.
Those are all edible, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yep, definitely.
So do you eat the yellowfin? That's like a 700-pound fish, right?
Well, no, the ones we catch are usually 25 to 30 pounds.
25 to 30 pounds. Oh, that's so small. I thought the tunas were the size of a bus or something.
No, they can't get that big, but the ones we have here are smaller.
I had no idea they were so small. What's the kind that's the size of like a car?
Oh, those are usually bluefin.
Bluefin, okay. All that fin color sure does matter.
You can go ahead and jump.
Go ahead and jump.
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody was stepping over something here. The phone cord.
you have a phone cord. Well, isn't that an old idea, a phone cord?
Yeah.
Wow, I sure wish I had one of those. That brings back memories growing up and having to have that thing wrapped around your hand so you could walk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those kind that were like as long as... I remember my sister, she used to... Well, that was funny.
Buying all the corner apartments so you surround everybody else's apartment. A gay couple with... lots of plants do it. And then yelling at someone who gets mad at you for using the fire escape ladder like it's your house and it's a super nice ladder. And they're ruining it.
Or either skater kids or like rap kids, like hip hop kind of kids, you know. Like, and I mean like, you know, teens, you know, late teens, you know.
It might be tough to like wrangle them and deal with them.
Like a skater kid, like ZZ, I like
ZZ
the idea of like,
over.
Like a bunch of like kids or at the open mic, like skater kids or like skater or like hip hop kids that are like, you know, kind of, you know, being like this and like rowdy and stuff or something. You know, that could be kind of funny. You know.
I'm getting it. There you go.
And I mean, if I have a choice, I think I'll live with the pain over the side of
Yeah, but as Maddox, I need Maddox to be
medicine to breathe, dude. Like,
you're having medicine to breathe, or you die?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on an inhaler right now, but I will get glaucoma when I'm
there are other options. You just have to look to find those other options that are not so bad.
That's probably going to come.
There's really not. I've had acupuncture. I guess diet is part of it, as he's
telling me what's going on because of the asthma, he's having these mini strokes, and because of what the thing that he's using, so it's causing him all sorts of problems. I can't tell people their choices. I'm going to be honest with you. I leave that to the individual. I just say for my choices, and I've told my family when it comes to the drugs, just let me go. I don't want to know.
Sometimes. Was once.
Once or twice.
Couple times. Yeah.
A few?
It's happened.
Happened.
At least twice.
At least twice, but not more than.
Maybe six.
Maybe.
Are you counting episodically, or how do you want to do that?
He's not good at math.
Okay.
That's what I'll say.
Episodically, it's a lot.
Episodically is not the reality.
Yeah.
Spontaneously and sporadically.
You should count episodically.
I should count episodically.
And that's how it works with residuals.
Everybody, let's
talk
now.
Should I go?
Johnny Garmadier!
Okay,
good. Hey. Oh, this is Mr. Garmadier.
License plate border I've ever seen. Property of a registered dietitian.
You might want to do that. Go into the one with the open, the one that looks like the donut, because don't do the one where you go into a tube. I went into one of those once, and I went nuts. I mean, I'm not claustrophobic, but I was that day, and I will never go through one of those again.
He said he'd be there today.
He'll be here today. The only man here today is no one.
Is no one. That's a weird name for a guy.
Yeah, there's only woman here today.
Okay.
Only woman.
You know what? Maybe I was mistaken.
What did he help you with?
It was some crafting items. It was definitely some crafting items.
You said 5'8 brown hair.
Yeah, maybe
Phelan, Kendall.
I had just had, Kendall sounds about right. I just had my eyes dilated, you know, for the purposes of, what do you call it? You know, I had my eyes fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in there
trying to get some crafts because I have to recuperate at home for the next week. So I may have been just, I was in like a real tizzy funk, you know. So I think Kendall sounds about right, but I don't know.
Okay, let me see what time he comes in, okay? Let me see what time. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, but who's there who's gonna, I can talk to? I just need to talk to somebody.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay,
great. Told.
Thank you.
Susan, how can I help you?
Hey, Susan. I was in there yesterday. I was looking for some crafting items. I had someone help me out. I just was kind of in a weird state, and I ended up just kind of running out of there before I got what I needed.
Uh-huh.
I am trying to figure out some T-shirt stuff.
Yeah?
What is the best way to do that?
To do what?
To just get in there and figure out some stuff. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it because I just get, I got confused in there and I just didn't know what to go for.
Well, was someone helping you?
Yeah, somebody was helping me. I couldn't figure out who was when I called here just now, and I'm just trying to. What do you think is the best way to go with that, with doing a T-shirt? Do you think the stencils are the best?
Oh, you're asking me the best way to decorate them.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's all about your artistic level.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of a medium.
You know, there's lots of stuff over there that you can put on your computer, put a design on it, and then iron it onto the shirt.
Oh, see, the computer thing with me, it's like, whoa, you know?
Okay, so that's not good for you.
Yeah. What's your preference for that type of thing?
Well, the only thing I've ever done with the T-shirts is tie-dyed them.
Oh, my gosh. People still do that?
Oh, yes.
I thought
young kids now. Kids are into it right now.
Wow. Have they ever not been into it? I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So the kids are doing tie-dyes. Are they doing like a different take on it or no?
No, just the same.
Okay. Because I always thought it'd be cool to do one where the tie-dye was at your belly button, you know? Is that thing that's... Think you can do that?
Yeah, you can.
So you can figure out where the spiral is going to be?
Yeah, you can put the spiral wherever you want it.
Because I always thought it would be cool to put a spiral where my nipples are and my belly button. That'd be funny, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. If I come in, do they think that there is a way to show me what to do?
There should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would want to have a person do a show me on that so I can, when I find back to there where I had it, I would just be able to pick up where I dropped it.
Yeah. Do you have a computer at home?
I do a computer on the home front most of the time.
Okay. All you have to do is go on YouTube and put tie-dye shirts.
Okay.
And about 1,000 different things will come up.
Well, that's...
To show you how to do tie-dyes.
Susan, that sounds like a good idea, but when I go to do inputters on there, because just so much comes back that I... That's why I want to go into the store and be, hey, maybe you can do a show me.
I can show you all the merchandise and everything that you need to get, but I can't make a tie-dye shirt for
right,
you.
Right, right. Is there like a booklet, though? Like a little
there
booklet?
There are some books over there.
Okay, and this is one that you would recommend?
Right.
Okay, do you know what it's called?
I don't offhand. I'm in the front of the store.
Okay.
It's probably called tie-dye.
Okay. How's it doing there now?
That's fine.
So like medium, I just like to come in when it's not when it's mellow.
Well, it's always busy in here. That's
it is.
It's a given.
Okay. I guess I just have a different interpretation of what a busy does. You know? I think I see two people. I'm like, well, it's busy.
We always have a lot of people in here.
Wow. People are busy doing crafts, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Oh, some would say that the very word craft is a form of busy.
I would think it is.
Because it keeps you busy. It keeps your mind... what's the opposite of numb? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because that's what they said to me at the hospital, is to do you don't want to go numb, so you want to do busy.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I find is real helpful. I don't know if you ever have seen people in there who are that way, but it's a good way to do it. It's the best way to find out how the where is it is in the same spot. Because Michael was there, and he, same name guy, and he said that when his mother was there for 2 weeks, that she did a bell project for her nephew where she put him on there, and he loved it, but she did it was the best for her, because that's the style that it came out when it was in there.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to try to work towards in terms of my understanding of the Lord. Yeah, we're all blessed.
Yes, we are.
That's why I'm trying to do a project that would be personal and have someone do show me on it. So I just come in and say for Susan?
Yes.
Okay, and you can do me a direction toward that, toward the place where they're at.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to do that. I'm just going to come on in.
Okay. Okay, I'll be here.
I'm just going to come on in. I'm going to be there. And I'm going to just let the Lord guide me in the spot that where we are.
All right. I have some other people waiting here, so I'm going to have to let you go.
You want me to talk to him? I can talk to him.
No.
Okay. I can.
All right.
Okay, I can talk
to him.
I'll
see you when you get here.
Okay. I'll talk to him if you need, though. Do you want me to?
No. I need to go wait on another customer.
Okay.
So
you can just
talk to you when you get here.
Do you want
to
put it on hold? I can wait. I'm here.
No, I can't put it on hold. I have lots of people here.
Do you want
I can't
just
stay on the phone.
Do you want to set it on the floor?
No.
Okay.
Here, let me pass it to my manager.
Great.
She can
Thank
talk
you.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. Actually, wasn't on hold. I was just talking to Susan. She was great. She told me everything that there was had asked for.
Okay.
She's really great. I think I don't know what she looks like because I haven't been there yet to see her, but I'm gonna be coming in, and she's really great. And you have to make sure that she knows that.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you very much.
And I said I could talk to people who are there if it's busy, because I can do phone the best, because it's what I've been doing for a long time, and now everything's getting better.
Okay, very good.
Real
so when
good.
You come in and you can ask the cashier, if they don't give you a survey, ask them to give you one. And
okay.
You can, her name is Susan, the one that was just talking to you.
Who's your
you
name?
Can my name is Maria.
Maria. Do you know Kendall?
Yes.
Okay, I heard that name too. That's whose good name that is. That's one.
Kendall?
Oh, I just know that name. I heard it.
Okay.
So, yeah. But
okay.
Maria's good. That's five letters. That's good. Five is actually 2 + 3. Do you know about those numbers?
About the who?
Well, 2 + 3 = 5, and that's a special number. When you have a five-letter name, that means you...
Oh, okay.
It's a thing, because it's a direct relation to 2 and 3, which is the how everything is built. Because it's the first even and the first odd after one. So you can get any number from that if you want to.
Nice. So, when you come in, if the cashier doesn't give you a survey, ask the cashier to give you a survey, and you can add Susan on there.
And I will do that. I'll do Maria, too.
Okay.
I'll say who's
thank you.
Who's number.
Appreciate that.
Who's Maria on there, and I want to do tie-dyes for everybody at the house. There's 12 of us here and different sizes, so I'm going to have to get a lot of different sizes just because you don't know until you do wash it if it fits. And I want to make it so everybody picks the spot of the spiral on the shirt, so it's personal. So some people want to have a suit that's like a long shirt, because some people don't. You know, some people want to wear a long shirt, like for sleeping.
Yeah.
I do.
That's true.
They want to have it so.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go because I am the only manager on duty right now, and I am being needed on the
Do you want me
floor,
to talk to somebody? I can talk to them and help them out.
No. You're good. We'll see you when you get here.
Great.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Twisting the Wind. This has been a semi-experimental collage mixtape episode using some found footages and, well, you heard it. You just heard it, actually. You literally just heard it, so nothing more to say, really. I want to thank you for listening, and I'd like to play a song now to finish things off. This is from one of my favorite bands. I've never talked about them before. I don't know why, or, you know, just as it happens. I had a resurgence here now. This is a band called the Radar Brothers, or just Radar Bros. I think it's probably Radar Brothers. They have a lot of albums. They've been recording for over a decade. This is an album that's new to me. It's from 2005. It's called The Fallen Leaf Pages. Every song is good. Every one of them is good. I'm going to play you a track called The River Shade, track 9. It's highly rated in popularity, as are other songs. But some of the songs that I like the best in this album are not rated the most popular, as according to iTunes popularity leaning to the right matrix graph chart. So that goes to show you that the songs that are really good still may not be the most popular. So that means this is going to be a great album for you to purchase through the Amazon portal on the Twisting the Wind page. Do it. Just buy the whole album. I promise you, if you even kind of like the way the song sounds right now, you'll like the whole album. It's incredible, beautiful, just subtly psychedelic, building a bonfire as the sun sets and flicking a cigarette onto that pile and watching it explode and you slump back into a wet noodle and trip balls for the next 6 hours in a safe cocoon of 4 feet of dry leaves that are really far away from the fire. Or maybe you don't have a fire at all. Maybe you're just sort of looking at fireflies and saw the fire because of the nature of your brain, how it's going to warp to the chemicals you've ingested. Or maybe you just meditated and you woke up and saw the world breathing and then you fell inside of the sound, and that's basically what's doing that for you. So thanks for listening to Twisting the Wind. Please donate if you can, rate and review if you want to, and return again and wait, be on the lookout for changes that will mount upon the cusp of the river.
just push the light and shade all over your face to show us things we never thought we'd lose.
The United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.